Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi is now targeting the end of child medical mutilation. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, of course, we saw during the Biden administration and then previous to that, Obama was pushing this LGBTQ agenda, pushing innocent children to get puberty blockers, hormones, and irreversible mutilating surgeries because, of course, it's become a billion-dollar industry. These medical people are making money off these children, destroying them. But thankfully, now with the Trump administration, Attorney General Pam Bondi has now issued a memorandum giving the Department of Justice several directives aiming to bring an end to the barbaric practice of chemically castrating and surgically mutilating children.
What a difference an election makes. You know, it's amazing because we had the LGBTQ agenda being radically pushed under the Biden administration.
And you remember he took Easter and made it Transgender Visibility Day or something. I mean, that's just evil.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here you have a total change, which is very refreshing to see. So Attorney General Bondi began the memo by illustrating how a radical ideological agenda has been pushed on the American people to teach children to deny biological reality. She stated, the agenda has been perpetrated by the Biden administration, the medical community, Hollywood, legacy mass media, children's books, and public schools. The gender ideology is just junk science, she says.
Junk science, I love that.
That steers children to process adolescent stress and confusion as mistaken identity, and that the only solution is permanent life-altering chemical and surgical intervention. That's what they are pushing, that this is the only solution to your adolescent stress that you're experiencing, which is false ideology. And as she says, it's junk science.
Oh, absolutely. And she said, tragic and absurd as it is that 1.4% of 13 to 17 year olds now identify as gender confused, that is predictable result of coordinated, unchecked, ideological attack on America's children. That's the bottom line.
It's amazing. The memo continues to note how Joe Biden personally advanced this ideological agenda by litigating against state-level protections for children, hosting influencers at the White House, and appointing the gender-confused male activist Rachel Levine, remember that?
Oh, my goodness.
As Assistant Secretary for Health under Levine, the Department of Health and Human Services pressured the World Professional Association for Transgender Health to eliminate minimum age restrictions for irreversible and mutilating surgeries, despite the lack of scientific support for the agenda.
Don't be fooled. There is a lot of money behind this agenda.
Remember the person besides so-called Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary of HHS, the person who also was working in the nuclear security area that was out stealing high-end luggage and got caught twice.
He dressed as a woman.
Yeah, a freakish situation, and ultimately was arrested twice for stealing women's high-end luggage at airports. This was the kind of people that Biden hired into his administration.
Praise God, that's gone.
So Bondi notes that with its roots in hard science, that it should have been well positioned to safeguard children in terms of the medical community should be. However, she wrote that many children and their parents ended up being betrayed by a community full of politically captured profiteers. It's amazing to see this kind of language, and it's very refreshing. She also wrote that these professionals have adopted junk science and false claims about the effects of so-called gender-affirming care to justify the barbaric practice of surgically and chemically maiming and sterilizing children. between 2019 and 2023, an estimated 14,000 children received treatment, quote-unquote, for gender dysphoria, and more than 5,700 subjected to life-altering surgeries. The practitioner, she goes on to say, who provided this so-called care, profited while their patients were left permanently disfigured, scarred, and sterilized.
Yeah, she also put medical practitioners, hospitals, and clinics on notice that the DOJ will not just sit idly by while doctors exploit and mutilate children for ideology and profits. She directed the DOJ to investigate all suspected cases of female genital mutilation conducted under the guise of quote-unquote gender-affirming care. In the U.S., it is a felony to perform, attempt to perform, or conspire to perform this mutilation on a minor and a crime that carries a 10-year prison sentence. But yet we're doing it left and right today.
It's amazing. And that's exactly what's happening to these women who
yes,
are going through this,
yes.
is female genital mutilation, which is a crime. She also said that under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act and the False Claim Act, the DOJ will investigate and hold accountable medical providers and pharmaceutical companies who mislead the public about the long-term side effects of chemical and surgical mutilations, and that the Civil Division's Consumer Protection Branch will investigate any false claims associated with misbranding regarding the on or off label use of puberty blockers and sex hormones, and that under the False Claims Act, the Civil Division's fraud section will investigate false claims submitted to federal health programs for any services related to radical gender experimentation, such as prescribing puberty blockers to a child for gender confusion while reporting the prescription as due to early onset puberty and performing mutilating surgical procedures on minors to remove healthy body parts, yet billing them to Medicaid under different reasons. In other words, they're going to look at these False Claims Act and there will be whistleblowers. So if you are someone or you know someone that is in these industries and they're doing this, and they're prescribing puberty blockers, but they're trying to get it reimbursed for insurance purposes by giving some other code, or they're actually doing medical mutilation and they're trying to get that covered by Medicaid under different reasons for cutting off healthy body parts.
Right.
That is a very serious offense.
Right, and she said the DOJ will eagerly work with the whistleblowers and help private citizens take actions against those who have violated the law and defrauded the government, and also to identify and purge all policies, memoranda, and publications within the DOJ related to the fundamentally flawed and unreliable WPATH guidelines.
Yeah, they're going to establish federal and state coalition and partner with state attorneys general to identify leads, share intelligence, and build legal cases against hospitals and medical health practitioners involved in female genital mutilation or violating other state-level laws protecting children from medical mutilation. I know during the Biden administration, we sent an email out. We sent out a lot of different information, but one of them was on this radicalization and medical mutilation of children. But what we did was we actually focused on one of the emails or several of them regarding female genital mutilation, the FGM. That's been a crime in the United States for some time. And that has ultimately resulted in convictions of certain people for doing that in the past. And so we had argued in our email that what's happening with these sex mutilation surgeries is exactly that. Mm-hmm. It's exactly that under a different name. But it's exactly the same result that these doctors are doing when they're surgically removing healthy body parts.
Yeah, the gender-affirming care is just a euphemism.
It's
the crime.
A crime,
yeah.
an abuse. And really, it's sad because, as this memo notes, there are people, adolescents, that are going through what they say here, the process steers children to process adolescent stress and confusion as mistaken identity.
Mm.
So in other words, they have issues that they're going on with their lives, emotionally, psychologically, mentally. They're depressed, they're confused, they have identity issues, and they need to have that addressed in counseling, maybe even some cases medication, to help them get through that process. But instead, what they do is they give them this false hope that all will be well if we give you puberty blockers, opposite sex hormones, and then we cut off your healthy body parts, and then you identify with whoever or whatever you want to be.
No.
All will be well. No, all won't be well. That is the lie. I am glad to see that there is a major effort by the United States Department of Justice to stop it. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.